पिछले साल अक्टूबर से ऑस्ट्रेलिया में इस्लामोफोबिक घटनाओं में वृद्धि हुई है। अबू शवीश और नादिया सईद ने SBS एग्जामिन्स के साथ अपनी कहानियां साझा की कि कथित रूप से उनके साथ क्या हुआ था। यहाँ पर ये चेतावनी कि कुछ श्रोताओं को ये परेशान करने वाली लग सकती हैं।
He started with, you know, you support those Muslim terrorists, C word. He pushed me, and then that's when the physical altercation started.
इस साल जुलाई की शुरुआत में अबू शावेद और उसके कुछ दोस्त सिडनी से एडिलेड आए थे। वे फिलिस्तीन समर्थक रैलियों में भाग ले रहे थे और विदेश मंत्री पेनी वोंग के कार्यालय के बाहर विरोध प्रदर्शन कर रहे थे।
We were just meeting community members there, chatting, we had dinner together, and then we wrapped up at midnight and walked back to the hotel that we were staying at.
लॉबी में एक आदमी लिफ्ट का इंतजार कर रहा था।
The elevator doors opened, the man walked in, and we started to walk in after him. The six of us were wearing a keffiyeh, which is the Palestinian scarf.
अबूद ने आरोप लगाया कि उस व्यक्ति ने समूह के साथ बुरे शब्दों को बोलते हुए दुर्व्यवहार करना शुरू कर दिया और वो घटना हिंसक हो गई।
The man punched one of my female friends 3 times in the face. He pulled on one of my friend's keffiyehs. He choked her in that process. It was very chaotic, as you can imagine. It's a very small lift.
आखिरकार पुलिस पहुंची, उस आदमी को गिरफ्तार कर लिया गया और उस पर आरोप लगाए गए और उम्मीद है कि इस साल के अंत में उसे अदालत में पेश किया जाएगा।
We were all emotionally and just shaken up by it. You know, some people in the group were scared afterwards to kind of walk out on the streets of Adelaide. They were concerned about, you know, being out and about on their own, especially if they were going to be wearing keffiyeh. I guess people were affected in different ways and people needed to take time and space just to, I guess, digest what had happened because it was so shocking.
इस्लामोफोबिया रजिस्टर ऑस्ट्रेलिया के कार्यकारी निदेशक डॉक्टर नोरा अमाद के अनुसार अबूद जैसे अनुभव असामान्य नहीं
है। Islamophobia is rooted in racism and it's a type of racism that targets expressions of Muslimness or perceived Muslimness.
उन्होंने कहा कि पिछले वर्ष जब हमास आतंकवादियों ने इसराइल पर हमला किया था तो अक्टूबर महीने के बाद से ऑस्ट्रेलिया में इस्लामोफोबिक घटनाओं में भारी वृद्धि हुई है।
We had an increase of 1300%. So there's just been, you know, that substantial jump.
डॉक्टर अमात का कहना है कि इस्लामोफोबिक घटनाएं अधिक व्यक्तिगत और गंभीर होती जा रही हैं।
It's not just a general, like, you know, critique of the Muslim community, but it can get quite personal. There's obviously a lot of online hate as well. And then we're also seeing an intersection, really, of Islamophobia and anti-Palestinian hate as well.
पिछले साल रजिस्टर को 749 घटनाओं की रिपोर्ट मिली थी, लेकिन डॉक्टर अमात का कहना है कि ऐसी कई घटनाएं हैं जो रिपोर्ट नहीं की गई।
And when asked why they haven't reported it, the answers usually are that what difference does it make? Or they, you know, somebody has reported even to the police and nothing could be done about it. Or sometimes it's even the acceptance of what it means to be Muslim here in Australia. There are, unfortunately, some Muslims who believe that this is part and parcel of what it means to be a Muslim here, to cop it, to deal with the hate.
डॉक्टर अमात कहती हैं कि वो चाहती हैं कि हर कोई अपनी आस्था व्यक्त करने में सुरक्षित महसूस करे।
We want you to know that it is your right to report it, you know, that this is not acceptable here in Australia, that you don't have to live with this and that you don't have to accept this behavior.
नादिया सईद को वो समय याद है जब उन्होंने पहली बार रजिस्टर से संपर्क किया था।
Shocked worshippers at Al Noor Mosque in Christchurch described an armed man dressed in a military-style camouflage outfit who opened fire with his automatic rifle.
क्राइस्टचर्च आतंकवादी हमले के कुछ दिनों बाद नादिया ब्रिस्बेन में अपने स्थानीय रेस्टोरेंट में सदमे की स्थिति में थी.
And yeah, this man pretty much came out of nowhere, came right up to me and said, "You should have been killed too. You all deserve what you got. I wish more of you had died. I wish you had died. I wish you had been shot."
मात्र 21 वर्ष की आयु में नादिया पूरी तरह से डर गई थी. उसी क्षण उसने अपने इस्लामोफोबिक अनुभव को रिपोर्ट करने का निर्णय लिया, चाहे वो अनुभव उसके लिए कितना भी बड़ा या छोटा क्यों ना हो.
We need to have evidence of what is going on. Without the evidence, without the reports, we can't prove the statistics. We can't report the numbers to government to show that there is a problem. There is a spike in certain time frames or after certain events.
पिछले वर्ष ऑस्ट्रेलिया के जनमत संग्रह के दिन और 7 अक्टूबर के एक सप्ताह बाद नाडिया ने एक मतदान केंद्र पर काम करने का निर्णय लिया.
In the back of my mind, I already had a feeling that something would go down, someone would say something, because unfortunately that's the way that a lot of us, as I would say Muslim women in particular, that you know are wearing the hijab, have to feel and have to think. We have to cop it from society.
Nadia ने बताया कि वो मतदान केंद्र के दरवाजे पर काम कर रही थी, तभी एक आदमी उनके पास आया और पूछा कि क्या वो मुस्लिम है?
And I remember I just kind of just looked at him and I was like, I'm sorry. And he goes, yeah, you like killing people. That's, you know, you're on the side of the Palestinians. You like being part of terrorist organizations. And using, yeah, quite interesting rhetoric towards me. And I remember just walking away and ending up in tears because I felt so uncomfortable.
Nadia ने कहा वो इस बात से हैरान थी कि ऐसी सार्वजनिक जगह पर कोई भी उसके लिए खड़ा नहीं हुआ. इस्लामोफोबिया रजिस्टर के अनुसार दर्शकों द्वारा रिपोर्ट किए जाने में भारी गिरावट आई है.
If it's safe enough to do so, please try and step in or just tell the perpetrator to just move on or check in with the victim and check in with the person and say, hey, you okay? Something as simple as that can honestly make the biggest difference. And then being able to report it, that would be incredible.
Olivia D. Oreo ki is report ko prastut kiya Anita Barat ne.